Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
We love local music right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. That is Liesl with Angel. Bring a time to exactly 9 minutes past 9 o'clock, which is the perfect time for us to have a conversation with Joey Shehama, who is, in my eyes, a super, super, super woman. Because, girl, you did something amazing, right? You did something that I don't even foresee myself ever doing. I don't know if I'm limiting myself with this. But, Joey, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good,
man. Thank you for having me as well.
Thank you for being here. Honestly, I know that you should probably be, like, in recovery. Or have you recovered? Because you look too good.
I'm still recovering. Yeah, but yeah. Good, but I'm recovered.
Is it?
Yeah, just a little pain here and there, but I'm okay.
But it's nothing that you're not used to.
Yes.
All right. So we are having a conversation right now with Joey Shehama, and she's in studio with us because on Tuesday we were talking about the Comrade Marathon on air. We're talking about the prices. We're talking about some of the videos that we saw. There was a lady who was actually skipping like her entire run. And I'm like, I can't even skip for a minute. You know what I mean? But Joey Shehama did finish the Comrade Marathon. So first of all, just congratulations. I need to give you an air horn. So yeah, tell us about the journey, man, preparing to go to the Comrade Marathon. First of all, I have to say congratulations for finishing it, because 90 kilometers is really no joke, hey? Congratulations on that. But how was the experience for you?
Comrades Marathon 2025.
Yeah.
And it's an ultimate human race.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody can do comrades. Everybody can do comrades. No human is limited to do comrades.
Yeah, yeah.
You are allowed to do comrades. Mm-hmm. You will finish comrades.
Yeah.
Comrades. Comrades is something else, guys.
Yeah.
It is very, very something else. Preparing comrades, it takes a lot.
Yeah. How long did it take for you to prepare specifically for this year? Because, wait, how many times have you ran the Comrade Marathon?
I've ran comrades five times.
Five times.
Yeah, this is my fifth time now.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Wow.
So, getting into comrades and preparing for comrades is very harsh. Because you need a lot of time, you need a lot of space, you need a lot of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I started preparing comrades in January.
January of this year?
Yeah, January of this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Hiccups there in the middle of the year, around April, May there, I was not feeling so well. I got into hospital.
Oh no.
Yeah, I almost gave up my comrades, but I knew what I wanted.
That you wanted to finish the race.
I knew what I wanted, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, you need time, you need everything, space to prepare for comrades. It takes a lot. You know, you're not even having time for family.
Yeah.
So, but we must have people that understand why you are doing this comrades. You must have support. People must support you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what was your reason, Joey? Like, in the first place, what prompted you to just take on this challenge? How did you get into running? How did you fall in love? Because I feel someone has to truly be in love with running to actually do an ultra marathon, a comrade.
For me, actually, I just wanted to lose weight. Initially, my plan was not to do comrades.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to do a marathon or so. No way. No way.
Okay.
I just wanted to lose weight. And the back beat. So I had these people speaking about comrades all the time, and they're talking about two oceans and what. So I'm like, man, one day, what if I just do this comrades?
Yeah.
So 2019, I said, I'm going to do comrades.
To do comrades, yeah.
So yeah, it's a journey. It's a personal journey. Comrades is a personal journey. Nobody must decide for you. Nobody must tell you what to do. It's a personal journey.
Yeah.
You know your reasons why you are going to comrades.
Why are you going there? Yeah. So, but you know what? I also want to just pick your brain right now on what would you say were, okay, race day comes about, right? You say that you've been preparing since the beginning of the year in Jan, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you first of all have a personal trainer, or was it just you training yourself? Because obviously you've been there four times before. How did the training go?
Yeah, no, I didn't have, I have a personal trainer who's a coach in the gym.
In the gym.
But not a running coach.
Oh, okay.
Understand? Yeah, there's two different, it's a running coach or a gym coach.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gym coach who trains me. His name is Greg.
Okay.
Coach G. But not a...
In Kumazdal, right?
Yeah, in Kumazdal, right,
lovely.
Yeah. But not a running coach. Yeah. So he prepared me with the strength, with everything getting to the start line.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So race day comes about this time around. Obviously going to be your fifth one, right? Were you as nervous this time around, or were you just chilled because you've been there four times
Let
before?
Me be honest with you.
Yeah.
The Saturday before the race, I was in the malls. They saw me. I was in the malls running around doing everything what I needed to do. Yeah, I was so nervous. I think you get used to it.
Mm.
The nerves only comes there at the start line.
Yeah.
I was chilled, honestly. I was chilled. I was relaxed because I have done it already.
Yeah. But also, what would you say were some of the highs that you had in the race this time around that might have been different? And also some of the lows that you experienced? Is there anything that you struggled with?
Yeah, I struggled at around 50 kilometers. I was struggling. I don't know. I started vomiting.
Yeah.
All that. And I had a bad tummy. I don't know what was it. That was my first time experienced that.
Mm.
But other than that, comrades is comrades. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You run with somebody every time you're running comrades.
Mm.
There's no way that you're going to be alone in comrades. And the support is so beautiful. The people are lovely in South Africa. Everything is just beautiful.
On the side of the road.
Yeah. One is handing you a Coke. One is handing you a beer. It's beautiful in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's beautiful running comrades.
Yeah. So tell me, the person that you were, right? You say that you got on this journey just because you wanted to lose weight first, right? But now if you have to look back at the person that you were, even character-wise, the way that you saw life prior to you doing the comrade, how has that changed your view on life or just the person that you are today?
Your comrades is, running.
Yeah.
Running already or fitness-wise has changed a lot of things.
Mm.
You know, I don't stay out late no more. I used to take a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah,
I don't do alcohol anymore.
Yeah.
So a lot has changed.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So you're not the first person to say that because I don't know whose interview I was watching actually, but she's also done the comrades, but this was her second one, if I'm not mistaken. And she was also saying that it's taught her a lot of discipline that she also applies even in other areas of her life. Is that the same for you as well?
Going to run comrades is like preparing for an exam. You need to be disciplined. If you are not disciplined, there are no results. I'm telling you,
you're going to fall behind.
There is no cheating in comrades. And you know, comrades, comrades are very jealous. Let me say, a side chick.
How so?
Comrades is very, very jealous.
Yeah. Oh, he needs a lot of attention.
He needs a lot of attention. You need to be there with him or her most of the times.
You
need to be there. There's no cheating in comrades, guys. And there's no shortcuts in comrades.
Have to go full force.
Full force.
Who are some of the other Namibians that you ran with? I'm familiar with Harold Akwenye.
Our ambassador, Franz Amakali, Claudia, Michelle von Steen, the Swakop Striders, the Waffles by Striders. And a lot of people. We have our ambassador. His name is Franz Amakali. He represents us from our country, Namibia. So he also ran. And a lot of people. I'm not sure how many we were, but I think over 70 people.
Also, this time around, would you say that there were more Namibians as opposed to the other years?
Yes, there were more Namibians.
Fantastic, man. Are there any other future races or just any other races that you have your eye on?
I'm thinking of doing the 100 Washi Miler. That's 160 kilometers. It's also in South Africa. It has been on my bucket list. I'm still finding space and, you know, just to get the support because you need support over the side. And just, you know, but it's still on my bucket list. I want to do it.
What is the fastest that someone has finished that race?
The 100 Washi Miler. I'm not really sure, but the cutoff is 24 hours. You have 24 hours to complete it.
That's a hectic man. But Joey, thank you so much for being here and actually sharing your journey. We celebrate you because we were raving about it. And you know, sometimes you talk about it because, South Africans, this is Africans, it's happening in South Africa. But it's really nice for us to also hear just our own stories, hey? So any final words for our listeners who are listening right now who are probably just a little bit intrigued because we know that we have a lot of runners who listen to us on a single basis, right? I mean, every day. So what would you leave with them, man, to take up comrade?
Dear runners, every person, every human being has to do comrades at least once in your lifetime.
Babe, this one is not for me. My knee is literally screaming at
me. At least once in your lifetime, you have to do comrades.
And I'm
speaking to you guys at home as well.
All right, fantastic, man. Joey, thank you so much for your time. She completed the Comrade Marathon. What was your time, by the way?
My time was 10:27.
10:27. Yes. That's fantastic, man. Because a lot of the people that I was also following personally online, they finish like in 11, 12 hours and so forth. So kudos to you, man. Here's another air horn for you. That was Joy Shahama. We're going to have this conversation up on our website as well. And you're more than welcome to reach out to me if you actually want to maybe just connect with her, maybe on her social media. Maybe you can also just go run with her next time. Was it next year? You're definitely going, right?
Next year, of course.
Yeah. I'm going to start running Volgende jaar.
Okay.
With a 5 kilometer. I can commit to 5 kilometer and not 90 at this point. All right, man. Keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That is Joy Shahama. And she did an amazing thing, live changing. Her perspective on life has changed. And this could actually be the one thing that you also need to put on your bucket list as well.
This weekend, you're invited to a son of... Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.